say someone has a worker and he wants to know if he should trust this worker. Let's say a guy has a store and he wants to know, is this worker reliable? And he's going away for a week, and he has to figure out before he goes if he can leave this store with this worker, right? Right? Can he leave this store with this worker? So, you know, it's a pretty good worker. He's a Spanish guy, comes on time. But now he's going away for a week, right? He's going to Israel for a week, let's say, whatever. He wants to figure out, can I leave the store with this guy? Now, to figure out the cash register, can I trust him? Is he going to actually come on time? Is he not going to get drunk at night? Is he going to come back and rely on him? Is he going to be there every morning, 9 o'clock, open up? Can I trust him with the customers? Yeah, there's a lot of things. He's trustworthy, reliable. He knows what he's doing. All kind of questions in your mind. So how are you going to figure out if this worker is reliable? So you're going to start testing him a little bit. You're going to see if his, you know, he really comes on time, if he comes late, if he's really trustworthy. You have to, so you're mining into the past, all the past years or whatever, and that gives you the answer. That gives you the trust in him, right? So you're not thinking about the future when you're figuring out if you're going to rely on him. You're not trying to figure out the future, right? You're trying to figure out the past, which gives you the haggis for the future, right? So the avoida of figuring out if you're going to build your trust in this guy to rely on him, that avoida is going to be in this very deepest blindness. Not just a shvach. It's much deeper than a shvach. But let's say you would have a dinner and you would want to praise this guy. So you have a dinner or whatever. Words are cheap. But when you're going to rely on him, that's a much deeper feeling, right? That's what it says. V'ani tamid ha'yachal. David HaMelech said, "Ani tamid ha'yachal. I'm always miyachal tashem." Now, how does David reach such a level of tamid ha'yachal? It's a tremendous madrega. Tamid ha'yachal, it means that I have such feeling towards Hashem that even when I'm in a matzav, a terrible matzav, right? The war and this, I'm still miyachal. I don't give up. I feel Hashem. What gives David HaMelech that feeling? The tremendous madrega of his blindness. Let's say the last war, Hashem helped me last minute, and all through my life, the Baruch Hashem is doing such thousands and millions and billions of chassadim, and that gives me such a tremendous feeling that even when I'm the shver matzev, I'm miyachal. So when a person gets this hargish, that is betachon. When you put his blindness very deep, that you really give me some mechan Hashem, and you stop feeling it, then you start feeling those hergeshim, then it works for the future. Then the betachon works. But it's a much bigger esbaitis. It's much bigger feeling. You have all these programs under thank you Hashem, this, that. Okay, it's all very nice, thank you Hashem. When it comes down to ma'isa, you say mechan Hashem, it's a much deeper thing. It's not just thank you Hashem. Yeah, it's a much deeper esbaitis than's needed for betachon. Much deeper esbaitis needed. And when you reach that level, David HaMelech says over here, "V'ani tamid ha'yachal, v'yisafti akol tehillasecha." That's pshat. So the Sefer we said over, the Sefer Ikrim says, "V'yisafti akol tehillasecha." This is the biggest shvach, Hashem. "V'ani tamid ha'yachal, v'yisafti akol tehillasecha." That is the biggest shvach, Hashem. The actual simach on it. To say shvach is one thing. That's very cheap, you know. Say shvach. It's very nice, you know, you say Shabbat, but you really, really feel that way? You really feel the type of Hashem, you really feel that you could rely on him? But Yisafti HaKol Tehillasecha, that is the greatest Shabbat. David HaMelech reached a level, V'ani, he said on himself, V'ani David HaTamid HaYachal. I am always Miyachal. V'ani Tamid HaYachal. It means a big Madrego. Not everybody's on that Madrego. David HaMelech said, I'm on that Madrego. V'ani Tamid HaYachal. Most people, when they go through life and they have very hard situations, they give up, right? They give up. And when you give up, and you say, you know, Hashem knows what he's doing, right? Hashem knows his best, right? So that's also a madrega, right? That you're makir, that Hashem decided this for you, right? Don't melech in a war, right? He's in a very shvarim massive of a war, very shvarim situation, And he gives up. He says, you know, Hashem, I'm going to die now. I'm a kabo malchus shemayim. You're going to kill me now. And I accept it. I'm not angry at you. That's also madrega, right? Accepting is also madrega. You have a girl, she's a shidduchim in 20 years. She says, you know, Hashem, I don't think you're going to bring me my shidduch. I think that you hold that I shouldn't get married. Fine. I'm a kabo, ba'ava. I don't have kindness on you. That's also madrega. David HaMelech said, "Va'ani tamid ayachal," that even when he was in a very shver masiv in the war, his feeling towards Hashem, it's not something you put into your head. You have to have that feeling. Either you have it, you don't have it. How do you get that feeling? He has such a big madrega of the hargish of all the taivas Hashem, the millions of taivas Hashem, and that creates such a feeling. "Va'ani tamid ayachal," I'm always meyachal. "Va'yisafil kol tefillah," that's the greatest shema. That's the greatest shema, Hashem. Why? Because that's something you're relying on.